This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Southern gospel music will be taking center stage next week at the Pigeon Bandshell. The venue will be welcoming the Michigan-based Justified Quartet tomorrow, Thursday, July 23rd, with the concert beginning at 7 p.m. The Akron Quartet is known for its four-part harmonies and a blend of traditional and contemporary Southern gospel music centered on messages of faith. Pigeon Bandshell Community Chairman Neil Eichler says the group has become a favorite with audiences across Michigan and is pleased to have them as part of the venue's 35th concert season. Advance tickets are available online and at participating outlets throughout the Thumb, with additional tickets available at the gate. Guests are asked to bring their own lawn chairs or blankets for personal seating. If severe weather does develop, the concert will then be moved indoors to the Laker High School Auditorium between Pigeon and Elkton. Weather-related venue changes will be announced on the Pigeon Bandshell website, their social media, and via Thumb broadcasting stations. And in other news for today, a car accident occurred yesterday at around 5 p.m., near the corner of Pigeon and McMillan Roads, east of Bad Axe on M142. Images of the scene can be found in the full written story online at thumbnet.net. No further information regarding the accident is currently available as the investigation is still ongoing, but WLEW and WHST will continue to update you on the story as more information becomes available. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you, and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive, and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera, with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year, with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles, and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Bay City has officially selected its next city manager. The Bay City Commission unanimously approved a 2-year employment agreement with Richard Heyman during Monday night's meeting. The contract will take effect through June of 2028. And includes an annual base salary of $165,000. Under the agreement, Heyman must maintain a residence within 20 miles of Bay City. The contract also offers financial incentives if he chooses to live within the city limits. Heyman succeeds longtime city manager Dana Muscat, who announced her retirement earlier this year. Commissioners had previously extended Muscat's contract to provide additional time for the city's leadership to search for a replacement before finalizing it. And another news for today. Sherman Township Clerk Kathy Yan presented a resolution to pause green energy development. The board supported her by approving a 12-month moratorium on accepting applications, the issuance of permits, licenses, or approvals for solar development and for data centers. Governor Gretchen Whitmer launched the Michigan Affordable and Responsible Growth Action Plan earlier this month, calling for data center companies to sign the pledge, which is designed to ensure companies pay the full cost of data center construction and operations that strengthen the electrical grid while also safeguarding natural resources, and that the companies are accountable for their development. The pledge outlines state laws and orders from the Michigan Public Service Commission that data center companies must follow in order to protect Michigan consumers. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.